Speaking of marketing, I'm delighted to be joined on the line by Ray Lougheed, the chairman of the Marketing Institute of Ireland. Good afternoon, Ray. How are you?
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. First of all, just tell us a little bit about the Marketing Institute and what you do first.
Also, the Marketing Institute, I suppose it's a network, really. We're particularly the Marketing Institute in Cork, and it's an area where marketers, young and old, in the area have the opportunity to learn from their peers, to network, and to be educated in the new things that are happening in the marketing world, and also to learn from the experiences of people who've travelled different roads across many sectors from a marketing perspective.
And of course, like marketing, like if you're out there, a young entrepreneur, or you have a business coming, like marketing is very, very, very important.
It's awfully important. I mean, it's the interface really between the customer and a business, and any business that needs to align itself to, you know, the customers that will give them best value and the best opportunity to succeed need to look at a marketing function, particularly now when we've got so much going on in the online space as
yes.
as the traditional space. So yeah.
And is it easier now, or is it easier to get across to customers now because of the internet and social media and all that, or does it still have its own problems?
It has its own problems in many respects. It's easier in one sense, and many businesses think that just by taking, you know, a position on the social media platforms that they will tick all the boxes and they won't have to do anything else. That's not really the case. What actually has happened is that the entire market has become very fragmented. My background is in the newspaper business, and once upon a time, you took an ad in the paper,
yep.
an ad on radio, and you got your market. Nowadays, it's really much more important that you find out where your market is, and it could still be traditional media in some way, shape, and form, or it could be on the social media. So it's become fragmented, and it's something that one needs to be aware of. Yeah.
And it's like, you know, with the Marketing Institute, can you advise, or is it just the way you network with each other that you can advise on what suits a particular product or business, or what way do you work it that way?
Well, typically through the Institute, it's an amalgam of members, and some of them will be working for industry or for organisations, and more of my colleagues in the Marketing Institute will be self-employed as marketing, I suppose, consultants. I don't like that word.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That they're available to work with businesses and to talk to business as to how they can best strategise for the future, yeah.
So really, if someone is starting off, they have an idea or something like that, really they should be talking to a marketing consultant and maybe get the ball rolling that way, rather than just trying to suck it and see kind of a thing.
For sure. I mean, you could make an awful lot of mistakes that really, I mean, I'm in the space myself, but myself and my colleagues who are in that space, you'd oftentimes meet with the customer in the first instance over a cup of coffee at no cost, have a chat with them, see what their issues are, what their
yeah.
problem is, and what what they need to do, and out of that then will or may not grow an opportunity to work together. But I would say certainly and anybody starting out should seek advice in the first instance. And there's lots of information available in that sense through the likes of the Leos as well, where they'd often have people from the marketing profession in to give talks about various aspects of social media and digital marketing and all of that.
Yeah,
yep, get the advice. Yeah.
Now, tomorrow evening, you're launching your calendar of events for 2018-2019, and as part of that, of course, you've got Rosemary Walsh, she's the marketing manager of Frank and Honest, the gourmet coffee company. She's talking as well a little bit to people, and you're hoping, I presume, to get some new people there as well.
We are indeed. I mean, at the moment, as I speak to you, we have something in excess of 70 people booked in to come along to our season launch. That particular event is very important in our season because it's where we lay out the stall of what we have for the coming season. And in fact, just this afternoon, really, we're putting the finishing touches to the season ahead. And apart from having Rosemary, and we're delighted to have her with us tomorrow, we've got some really interesting talks coming on over the next couple of months. So, for example, just to give you an idea, we have under the area of kind of positioning and perception, we have the marketing manager for Ireland for Lidl, because they're kind of they've really had a presence in the market, so we're interested to hear how they're doing that as a challenger brand now, probably mainline. We're talking to Munster Rugby about joining us in the new year. We're talking to a well-known car brand about coming on board in January, I think, and telling us about kind of the marketing of niche motoring brands and how they're going
yeah.
to continue to be relevant. So there's an awful lot happening. And in fact, just this morning, we confirmed that we have Mark Henry of Tourism Ireland joining us later on next year, I think in April, to talk about Tourism Ireland and some interesting marketing work that they're bringing on stream between now and Christmas. So lots happening. Our events, everybody is welcome. You don't have to be a member of the Institute. And as I said, keep an eye on our work. We're sponsored by the Examiner, the Echo, and 96FM also. So they will be carrying the information as to when the events are on and where they're on and how people can.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you that. Is there a website people can go and visit and have a look at our Facebook page or anything like that?
Yes, there is both. The Facebook would be MII Cork. Similarly, we put a lot of stuff out on Twitter through MII Cork as well. And I guess the website, the best one would be the National Marketing Institute, so it would be MII.ie. Normally it's / events if you're looking for a particular event, and just scroll through and see what might be of interest.
Okay, and so just to recap, that meeting tomorrow night, where is that, Henri?
So that's in the Republic of Work, which is a co-working space on the South Mall at 6 o'clock tomorrow. From 6 o'clock, yeah.
Brilliant stuff. And anyone can turn up for that, obviously.
Yeah, but they will have to pre-register at MII.ie/event in advance, so as we know who's coming.
Great stuff. Ray, thank you very much indeed for talking to us this afternoon.
Much appreciated.
Cheers. Thank you. Bye-bye. And just to recap on that, it is the Marketing Institute of Ireland. And if you're in business or you're thinking of expanding or trying to grow your business, marketing is, of course, really, really, really important. And, you know, you go and talk to these people, the people that have been there, they've done that, they've been successful, they're expanding, they are big business people. And this marketing works for big businesses and small business in much the same way, really. So the keynote speaker for tomorrow evening will be Rosemary Walsh. She's the marketing manager of Frank and Honest Coffee. So, you know, you get them all that coffee. Centra, I think, would be the main ones that would be supplying all that kind of stuff. Frank and Honest, it's quite a common coffee, so it must be. That's the way marketing works. So you can go along there. It's if you could just go on to IMM or the MII Cork Facebook page, or you can go on to the MII Marketing Institute of Ireland, and you can get all the information there. Register there. Go along. Why not? You might learn something. Might be good. You never know. It just might be good.